A badge of honor. Police officers and first responders wear badges to let their communities know they are here to protect and serve. But that's not how it feels today. And the stress of the job is taking its toll, taking lives through suicide and post-traumatic stress injury. A Badge of Honor podcast features the cast of the same name, Sam Horwitz and John Salerno. Sam, John, and the team offer the first responders workshops through their critical incident stress management teams and mental health liaisons to offer state-certified TCOL credit programs that save lives. It's time to smash through the stigma. It's time to heal from your injury, and it's time to back our blue. Welcome to a Badge of Honor podcast. Here are your hosts, Sam Horwitz and John Salerno.
Welcome to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. We are all about healing our heroes. We are powered by the OBBM network and be found on mostly every streaming platform that you follow your podcasts on. I want to welcome everybody that's going to be coming in tonight to join us. But before we begin, you know, we're always about healing our heroes, but I have to sing a very, very happy birthday to my partner in crime right there. Sam, happy 27th birthday. I don't want to push viewers away, but happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sam. Happy birthday to you. Blow out the candle.
Well, thank you.
Nice. All right.
There we go. Thank you. Whoa, I have a light falling down in here. We're bringing down the house, literally.
Yeah.
That was weird. Yeah, so did you make that? That's the question.
No, I did not. This is a Terra something. It's a like a moist, very wet cake, and okay. I don't like it.
Well, thank you for presenting it to me for my birthday.
You're welcome, but because it had strawberries on it, so I figured you like strawberries.
Okay, strawberries. You win. Okay, yes, you got the strawberries. Well, thank you. Tara, who probably picked that up, it's probably delicious.
She sends her happy birthday wishes as well.
Well, I couldn't imagine spending it any other way, because as you said, this is all about healing our heroes, and life is a journey. And you know, when you go around the sun another time, you think about the times that you almost made decisions that, you know, I wouldn't be turning 51. No, 51. Yeah, yeah. Gladly will announce 51. So, there's a lot to be super grateful for. Your partnership, the partnership with folks coming on tonight, and with all of our past guests, our first responders, all of our partners that we have just not only brought on the show, but gone in, you know, beyond that into true friendships with, that really have a heart for service. When you find your purpose, which becomes your passion, every day is just a gift. And, so thanks everybody for being my gift today. I love it.
And I do want to jump into one rant, if you don't mind, because it just came out and it was shared through another first responder network. Was a department out west is now they're implementing. And when we talk about smoke and mirror programs with all our post-traumatic stress and the departments that are putting these peer support groups in just to check a box, they're not really taking ownership of it, true ownership of it. Now there's a department out on the west side close to Seattle that is making officers, in order to get a post-traumatic stress disability pension, they're making them go through 32 weeks of counseling through the department, which I think is I think that's a little nepotism there, and somehow that they can deny these officers who are truly suffering post-traumatic stress because it's a department run function, they can deny them their pensions, because they can just turn around and say, hey, you're really not suffering. This didn't happen on a job. It just shows that if they go through an independent carrier, or let the officer choose the program that he wants to take, I would agree with it more. But if it's a department run program, I think these officers are being set up to fail. And I want to see I'd like to see the 5-year plan on how this all works out, on how many members were denied.
Sorry. It's like major birthday chaos here today.
We'll do it that way. We'll keep you up to date on that breaking news story. And more with Stop the Smoke and Mirror programs throughout our first responder and our veteran networks. So
yeah, we'll have to see what happens with that, and how that is going to affect the federal program that is out there, where you have a period of time and you can actually submit documentation and everything that goes to post-traumatic stress. And like anything, there's lots of fine print, and what have we learned throughout the years when it comes to departments and retirement? It's all about covering their rear ends so that they don't have to pay out. So, yeah. But you know what the jury is not out on? The jury is not out on the awesome mission that we are highlighting this evening, that you and I have been a part of since the beginning, which is 2018. And I bring on, without further ado, we are going to bring on Walk the Bridge leaders from, international, right here in the U.S.
Around the world.
Yeah, right here. So welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Happy birthday,
Karen. What's going on? Happy birthday.
We've got Karen and Mitch with Walk the Bridge. They lead it in Montana. We've got Brian Wilburn, 12, right here in my backyard in the Rowlett Rockwall area, that leads Walk the Bridge every the third Sundays, as well as Grant. Is it Prest or Priest?
Prest.
Okay. Dang, I lost that bet, but whatever. Well, you are awesome. Spectre is also his club name, and he joins us from the UK. So thank you for staying up late with us tonight.
No problem. Glad to be here.
You know, the Walk the Bridge mission, you jump in on this aspect. The Walk the Bridge mission that started back in 2018, it was a multitude of things that came together, collaboration of a lot of different parts that came together. And it turned into this global mission, from the perseverance and the dedication and making the effort, not the excuse, and keep walking out there. So, Brian, just give us your thoughts on the start to where we are today.
Well, thank you for having me on. Happy birthday, Sam. This is your 39th for the – how many times now?
First time. Not yet, twice. Yeah. Not yet. We're got a long way for that one.
You know, Sideshow, we started this back. We had the first walk in October of 18, and there were 11 folks that came out in response to what we saw as a need to begin raising awareness about all these veterans and first responders who are taking their own life. And depending on who you believe, it could be anywhere from the number 22 was thrown out there for a long time, and frankly, that one's no longer applicable. The VA Department of Defense said it had dropped, and continues to drop, down to 17. But then they did a study, an 8-state study last September, and found that the numbers in the veteran community were seriously underreported. They weren't reporting the homeless. They were reporting many, and this seems to be a common thread, even in some of our first responder deaths, where the individual would pass because of drugs, and they would call it an accidental overdose or things like that, even when all the other signs were there. But I think the true number for veterans today is closer to 45, maybe more, depending upon the number of our homeless vets out there, which are largely undocumented. But we saw a need. You know, every day you see in the paper a veteran or first responder, it seems, take their own life. And I began, having been affected by it previously in my law enforcement career, thought we should do something. And so we went out there and started walking the bridge between, at the time it was the Highway 66 bridge, between Rowlett and Rockwall, for the purpose of raising awareness. And we stayed at it. We spoke to everybody we could speak to. And in 2019, we were successful in getting we actually, Sideshow came up with, let's call this hashtag Walk the Bridge. Let's give it a name. And he gave it that name. And it stuck. It was a good name. And it allowed us, I think I posted earlier today, as a matter of fact, he and I had posted out and shared, as did a number of people that are associated with it, a posting that was seen at the time by 2.3 million people around the world. And because of that effort, we stayed at it every month. At the time, we were doing it on the 22nd, and we stayed faithful to it. It led to, in 2019, hashtag Walk the Bridge being named one of the top 100 difference makers in DFW. By CBS 11 at their year-end poll. And we took that momentum, and I still remember the day, Sideshow, we were talking, let's name that bridge, and what do we name it? And I believe you went 2 for 2 when you said, let's name it Heroes Memorial Bridge. And we set about doing that, and then in September of 2020, even through COVID, we got the bridge named Heroes Memorial Bridge, and we gave people a place to come and reflect on the life of their loved one, as opposed to the manner of death. And it just continued to build momentum, and we made friends through another venue with people like Spectre and folks across the pond and around the country, and it just kept growing. People began to look at the mission of hashtag Walk the Bridge, what we were accomplishing. I'm very proud, as I sit here today, to say that mission has saved 9 lives, that we can go back to and point to the person whose life has been impacted by what we were doing. And as we move forward, we met people last summer, like Mitch and Karen. How y'all doing up in Billings? I had the pleasure of going up there, as you know, Sideshow, this past summer. After they kicked off Walk the Bridge Billings in just an awesome location. And that was after you and I got the opportunity to walk with Spec and the guys with his club, Chaotic Angels, LEMC, the Nomads over in London. We actually got to walk on London Bridge. And the whole objective of the walk is to raise awareness about these guys that are through no fault of their own, choosing to take their own life because of the trauma and stuff that they've experienced. And that is a compelling mission. It's spreading to other places, you know, like Chicago. We've done it in Chicago, Illinois, Springfield, Missouri, Dothan, Alabama, and the guys over in Europe, not only in London, but it's been done in Hungary, Budapest, Hungary. Spectre himself, he's done Walk the Bridge in Budapest, Hungary. It's been done in Poland. And the Czech Republic.
We got to come back. We got to take our first break, Brian. Sorry to interrupt. We're going to talk about the spread and how this has gone global, because you guys are very purposeful when this started of how you wanted it to look. We got to take our first break. We will be right back with the leaders from hashtag Walk the Bridge movement.
Move freely, America, without medical restrictions or penalty. Without medical freedom legislation in place, our rights and freedoms are one vote away from being dissolved. Move freely, America, with one voice, without fear of retribution, achieving a common goal, medical freedom. We the people make our voices heard by connecting with state legislators and engaging a constitutionally compliant medical bill of rights for all citizens. Individually, change is improbable, but as an aggregate, attainable. It's time to act with one voice. My voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
To protect our freedom, creating one voice that cannot be ignored. This requires your voice, too. Move Freely, America. Go to movefreelyamerica.org to find a chapter near you. Plug in, donate, and help our legislators defend our God-given rights under the Constitution. Move Freely, America. My voice.
And my voice.
And together with your voice, we're one voice that cannot be ignored. Donate today. Movefreelyamerica.org.
Hey, welcome back to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam and the leaders from around the world on the hashtag Walk the Bridge. Before we left, Brian Wilburn, 12, over in the Rowlett area, was discussing the beginnings of how Walk the Bridge had begun and where we are today. And Brian, just before we broke for commercial, you were talking about the different countries that we have had the pleasure of people walking the bridge in.
Well, as you know, Sideshow, the stress and strain on first responders and veterans of our allied countries is basically the same as it is here in the United States. You and I got the chance to go over to Europe last summer and meet a lot of those guys, and in talking with them, talking to them about Walk the Bridge. And again, we were fortunate enough to for Spec to set it up for us to do it on London Bridge, which was, you know, the iconic place to do a Walk the Bridge. And the need is there. They suffer from the same things that our law enforcement and veterans do over here. And so I think it's easy for them to see the necessity of the mission, because, you know, you get tired of losing friends. You get tired of having your friends suffer mental health wellness breakdowns. As you and I, Sam, we all know, it can happen to the strongest of us. And so it's easy for folks to see. Mitch and Karen, when they came down last summer, they work almost exclusively with the veteran community. And it didn't take us but about an hour of conversation because they work with these veterans day in and day out through APC. It didn't take them very long to go, I get the mission of hashtag Walk the Bridge and why raising awareness, and then also taking it that next step, finding the peer support that you and Sam provide through Brad Badge of Honor and the training, and then, you know, taking it to the next step if someone needs to go away for a while and collect themselves. And then finally, the idea that you could serve your country or your community honorably for any number of years and give so much back. And then because of the demons that infect your head, because of what you see, you take your own life, and then you're all of a sudden, it's as if everything that you've ever done doesn't matter anymore. It's just wiped away, and they focus on the manner of your, all the agencies do, or the DOD or the VA. It's, yeah, he's just another weak-minded person who fell by the wayside. When that's, we know now it's not the case. And it gives us the opportunity each time we go and we plant a flag at the 7th Street Bridge in Fort Worth, or they carry a flag for their guys over in the UK or in Billings, to remember a life lived. And I guess if I've gotten anything since the start of this, as we've kind of transitioned from the beginning to where we are now, is how important that is to the family of people like Garland Lieutenant Chris Carker, who took his life on December 3rd. Guy was a U.S. Marine. He served honorably. His service mattered. And it's not so much his manner of death, but the life that he lived. And that bridge, the Walk the Bridge, gives, wherever it takes place, gives us all an opportunity to remember that, and also serves as motivation for us to continue to double down on this effort. Keep at it, stay faithful to it.
Yeah, I want to, let's jump across the bridge, because, you know, at Grant Spector, we don't get a lot of news stories about first responders and the struggle that they're going through in Europe. It really took John, yours and Brian's trip over there, doing what you guys did together, and then coming back and highlighting it on 99% Network, radio network that you guys do, and also John on the show and through the stories. Grant, for you with the Walk the Bridge, this is like an every, well, I'll ask the question, is this like an everyday eye-opening, awakening thing that it's like, oh God, it's another one, and that drives you even more?
It's law enforcement over in England is slightly different to that over in the States, and especially in England, because our police officers do not routinely carry guns. Our police officers have to fight crime with a baton and pepper spray. I was lucky enough to go through the elite selection to go into armed response, where I carried firearms. And you are then at a different level of a standard patrol officer. You are the equivalent of what America would call SWAT, and you are licensed to carry a firearm in the public domain, and you are called to the worst scenarios that the normal divisional response officers just cannot, on a threat matrix, cannot be sent to. It's deemed as too dangerous. So when you are driving to those situations, you know that you are in the thick of it. Your adrenaline's pumping. You turn up, and ultimately every call is one where you need to make that decision. And like everything, and regardless of what people say, the police are there to save life. They never there to take it. And taking life is a byproduct of someone's actions that has forced that police officer to have absolutely no option but to do it. And we have what they call tactical options. We are paired up where someone will exit the vehicle with all less lethal options, so that we go through all of the options to make sure that we do not use lethal force. But ultimately, sometimes we don't have that choice. And just recently, in the last 8 months, a sergeant from my unit took his own life inside the police station. He was a good friend of mine, and he sadly got arrested for drink driving, and he didn't get the support that he needed from the force, and he was back on duty, and they took his armory access away, and he followed one of the lesser experienced officers into the armory. He helped himself to one of the firearms, because they weren't told that the sergeant had his armory access restricted. So seeing a firearm sergeant grabbing a firearm is nothing new. The officers walked out and went out on patrol, and that police sergeant sat in the gym and sadly put two in his head, because he could not deal with the thought of losing his career, the thought of the disgrace that he had brought to himself, his family. He couldn't see a way out of it, and there was no support there. So when that hits home, and you know the people you serve, I've been there. I'm sure people around this table have suffered from their demons, and we know the journey, and it's such a not a breath of fresh air, but to know that you're not alone. You are not alone, and your shirts and John's shirts are very powerful, because you are not alone. And the walk is so symbolic. We even encourage people that if you cannot make it to where we are doing the walk, please take a walk around the block, film it, send it to us, because the more people that we can show are actually recognizing it and doing a walk, it means you're thinking about it. We encourage everyone to come down and be part of it, so that you can socialize with people that are going through the same things. Their lives have been touched by the same things. We've got survivors that come down who have had their lives touched from mental health issues. and we encourage them to talk and get to know each other. And it forms a bit of an informal support group. And our ultimate goal and the plan that we've had that we've structured is we are running our Walk the Bridge from a set location, and we're going to run it there for a good 4 to 6 months. And while we build it up and get the following, we will then march onto the capital of London and go to the Houses of Parliament, and we will present them with a line of what we would like to see mental health care within the first responders, emergency services and military for them to take it seriously, because they are slowly starting to progress, but it is very smoke and mirrors. When I was in armed response, if you had any problem, if you had any nightmare, you wouldn't talk about it because you were unfit for service. And then you go back to being a divisional officer and everyone goes, oh, you can't hack it.
With you had a member of parliament walk the bridge with you last year, correct?
That is correct. We've got a member of parliament who was one of the first people to walk the bridge, to walk the bridge with us. He's a member of parliament that heard about what we were doing and said, absolutely great. And he then became the head of national security over in England. He's now stepped down from the head of national security. He still supports everything we do, and we keep driving to make positive changes in our armed forces. We're going through a period at the moment, recently, I would say less than a month ago, I got a phone call from a serving police officer who actually called me, and he said, I'm on a bridge. And he said, I can't take the news. I can't take it, because we've recently had a police officer who has been identified as a serial rapist. And he has, I think he's just got 20, 25 years. The public have labeled all police officers as untrustworthy, all police officers as bad, bullies, abuse of power. And he called me up. He's one of the good guys. You know, he called me up and he said, I'm on a bridge. I can't take it anymore. I didn't join the police to be called a monster. I cannot deal with this. And I was driving and I pulled over, because obviously it's illegal to be on your phone in the UK. So I pulled over and I said, listen, you know, let's step back. Let's talk about this. And one of your phrases, I don't know who coined the phrase, but I love it. And it's that hashtag, we will listen. And I just sat in the car and I said to him, look, I'm here for you. I will listen to you. Tell me what's wrong. And he went through everything, and I spoke to him, and I managed to make him see that other people's labels of you do not determine who you are. And the best thing for him and for his profession is to go out and do the job that he signed up to do, and to show people that he's there to do that job. He's one of the good ones. And it's very easy to just label everyone. And we get it in different shows, you know, all bikers are bad. They're not. There's good and bad elements in everything. And yes, it is very impactful. We are getting a large following, a large amount of interest of the mission and what we are looking at doing and where we're looking to go. I got told today that the local fire station in my state, you guys would call it a state, the local fire department in my state is supporting Walk the Bridge, and they will be at our next one. So at our last Walk the Bridge, we had the ambulance service that was there. We've had police officers, and now we are gaining more of a following, because the departments are now realizing that our mission is not to say you're doing a bad job. Our mission is to say that we want to help you to realize what they're going through. And from being there, we're not in the service right now, but we know what it's like, and to help you communicate with your troops and with your subordinates and the people in your service to give them the support they need, rather than just going and saying, well, smoke and mirrors. Yeah, we've got this. You've got a mental health nurse that you can speak to. And then you go and speak to them, and a week later you find that your duty station has changed and you're now a desk sergeant. You're no longer an elite armed response officer.
You know,
yeah.
Grant, you're bringing in points that is so powerful because we don't hear a lot of news on what happens in England, especially inner workings like that. And for our first responders and our veterans to know globally that they are not fighting this battle alone means so much to them, because here it's county by county or state to state. But you know what? And then when we bring in Montana and we bring in Chicago, you know, people here in Dallas are going, man, I didn't know they felt that way. Now we're bringing in England and people are going, holy crap, this is a global issue with our veterans and our first responders, because the news media does not cover it on the scale that it should be met. And with that,
you know, being said, John, we sorry to interrupt again. We got to take another break. Okay. Just looking at the clock
before
here.
Before we take that break, when we get back, we're going to announce some really big news. We're going to show it, and then we're going to bring in Montana and talk to Karen and Mitch.
Right. Absolutely. After this. We'll be right back.
Hi, welcome to Heroes in Action. I'm Ray Amanat, founder and creator of this training system. I originally made it so that everyone can train for free. We have programs for kids, for women, families, and businesses. I'm an author, speaker, and educator on everything that has to do with violence and bullying prevention education. If you'd like more information about who we are and what our programs are, please go to our website at heroesinaction.us or give me a call if you have any questions at 727-314-2534. We hope to see you here to train.
Hey, welcome back to A Badge of Honor with John and Sam and our wonderful guests from across the globe, Brian Wilburn, Grand Priest Prest, Twelfth Specter, and Mitch and Karen over in Montana. Thank you guys for being such a part of a global effort to really change lives in our first responders and our veteran communities. Now, kind of behind the scenes, me and Sam have been working with a couple of different aspects to really send home the message and give our first responders some support. As you know, A Badge of Honor does workshops throughout the country for our first responders for post-traumatic stress. But not every department can afford to send their officers to these programs. So we partnered with Grunt Style t-shirts. And if anybody's heard of Grunt Style, they are big in the veteran and the first responder in supporting all the efforts that we do. And we have developed a t-shirt that that the proceeds will now go to scholarship first responders into a post-traumatic stress program. So we wanted to share that with you guys tonight, because the sales, we're going to announce it on Wednesday on the 99, that March 1st, that's when the sales are going to start, and we can really make an impact by selling these t-shirts out. Just, and Sam, you want to bring up that shirt?
Yeah, can you guys see the shirt?
Oh man, it's cool.
I love that. So we want to thank Grunt Style. It's part of their having a heart for community projects that matter. And it took a conversation, John, that you had for what, 15 minutes? The answer was yes.
Yeah. I spoke to Tim over at Grunt Style. He was right on it.
This is what they, what the artists came up with. John, thanks to you and Steve for all the design help, but ultimately thank you, Grunt Style. You're amazing artists over there, able to make this rendering. And I feel like with you guys, this representation from Texas, from the UK, and from Montana, looking at this shirt, it's Chicago, they couldn't be with us tonight. It's like we're all there. Every piece of where we do this, it's all right there represented
on that shirt. I know you probably can't see it in the photograph, but on this shirt, there's people walking with canines, there's people carrying American flags, and they're walking over troubled waters, they're getting to the other side. They're bridging the gap over troubled waters. And underneath that says, I can't even read it. Smashing the stigma underneath. So, and then it's got the grunt style emblems over on the side. So this will go online on Wednesday for purchase.
Yeah, March 1st, this Wednesday.
March 1st. Yep. So we will share all the websites to go to and how to get them, because you can only buy them online for now.
Right. So I'm going to come back live with you guys.
Hey, so what do you guys think of that? You like the shirt?
That's awesome.
I have a question. I think that's fantastic. I just was curious when you go online to order that shirt, you know how if you go to Grunt Style, they have like under each of their particular shirts that have the different designs, they have an explanation of what that is. It's a little saying. Will it go underneath that shirt and explain exactly what the mission of Walk the Bridge is?
Yes, exactly. And Sam wrote a beautiful narrative on everything about Walk the Bridge.
That's awesome.
And the best part about this is because, you know, before the show, Karen and Mitch shared that it was like sub-zero temps. You will be able, okay, so we got men's and women's styles, but you got the t-shirt, a long sleeve shirt, and a hoodie. So we'll be able to cover all the seasons. And speaking of Montana, you know, we are talking about veterans. You know, we have served, all of us on here, in many different capacities, at the federal level, the state level, the local level.
We've got a little feedback going.
Yeah, if somebody could just turn their volume down just a hair. But Karen and Mitch, like Brian shared, it took all of a nanosecond for you guys to become involved, to say yes. You've been working in the veteran space for a very long time. How have you seen the hashtag Walk the Bridge movement make a difference for you all and the folks that participate?
You know, Walk the Bridge for us, we were pretty excited the very first month we did it. We had 24 people come out the very first time. And so that was incredibly exciting for us. And then we were on a local radio show. And the next month we had a couple people who heard us on that show. And we did the show that night or the night before.
The night before.
And that was the time where I think we had 40 or 41 people show up for it. But I think probably one of the stories that stands out the most for us is in September, which is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, we have a member here at APC who did a 22-mile walk. And he carried a 22-pound pack. And in it, he had the names of 22 Montana veterans who had taken their life. And a woman reached out to him after the news story hit, and she said, "You are carrying my son's name." And that woman came and joined us for the next walk.
Wow.
She has not come back because the weather has been so inclement, but I do expect to see her again April or May, I suspect we'll see her. But that one, for her to have reached out and said, "That was my son, thank you," and then come and join us, that was just phenomenal.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Now, Karen, if I may, I just want to, you and Mitch, just really, you both warm my heart so much, because not only do you take Walk the Bridge so seriously, and are so dedicated to it, APC provides so much. You know, we prevent the mental awareness for our first responders and our veterans. You also bring another component on the physical aspect to help the ones who have been disfigured or lost legs or limbs through combat, and you work with them to build up a bigger and better and a stronger mindset and body. Tell us a little bit about what APC does for our first responders and our veterans.
So Adaptive Performance Center, we are specifically for veterans and active military, and our mission is to eliminate the veteran suicide rate through the use of physical fitness and recreating community. We are a gym, but within our gym, it's so much more. You walk in the door. We have two locations now. We have Billings and Helena. Yes. Right. Wednesday will be a month that we opened Helena. And you walk in and you have a lounge and you can just hang out. The gym doesn't slap you in the face when you walk through the door. But then when you go back there, it is a full gym. 12 can attest to the fact that there's pretty much a little bit of everything in there. But we expanded significantly this fall and we're able to add, we now have peer mentors. We have veteran liaisons. We've added, each location has 5 personal trainers on staff. And we also have an occupational therapist. The occupational therapist is somebody who can work with any of the injuries, can work with TBIs, can work with any of that. So we can help that veteran or individual get stronger and take back that sense of purpose and independence in their life. Mitch's greatest motto,
work your body, work your mind. And that's what we try to do here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, so you see people coming in from beginning to as they progress. Just share a quick story with us on somebody who has progressed so much that you've seen how the physical aspect can really change someone's life.
Tom or Don.
We've had two gentlemen. One was a double amputee. One was a single amputee. And like Don, the double amputee came in a wheelchair. Wanted to work out. He was going to get his legs. Hadn't walked in 3 years. And he worked out. We got him stronger. And he told his wife, he said, I'm not walking at the hospital. I'm walking right here. And he came in with his legs. And the first day he got up and he walked.
Wow.
Not a dry eye in the place.
Not one.
It was, wow. It was amazing. But we have stories like that. We could just go on and on about guys who have said, I haven't thought about suicide in 6 months. This is awesome.
And that's amazing. Yeah. If you have the more you move, that physical wellness component definitely translates to the mental wellness component. And I would imagine also that, you know, when you talk about walk the bridge with them, you know, a lot of the guys coming in probably lost buddies, you know,
still are. We had one yesterday just lose somebody who he served with yesterday.
Oh, wow.
They don't live here in Montana, but it was a friend who was in his unit. And he just found out yesterday.
It continues to happen, and it gives them even more of a reason, whether it's I'm doing this workout for my fallen brother or sister, or hey, let me get out there with you and roll if they don't walk, or you know, and the prosthetics.
Just this month at the walk. Yeah.
To remember how
a mother came up to me and said, oh, I love this walk. I'm doing this for my son. He's working right now, but if we weren't doing this for him, he would not be here. And it just, we got to keep doing it. We got to make the awareness.
That's amazing.
You know, and it, you know, I'm Brian, you have stories. I have stories. Sam, you have stories. Grant, I'm sure you have stories. These are stories. I don't even want to call them stories. They're blessings. They are blessings because, you know, this project, this hashtag Walk the Bridge, that's grown and it's growing further and further. It's growing further and further throughout our country. It's bringing like-minded people together, and it's bringing a healing factor that if we did not do this, we would never know existed. Right. You know, and 12 and Sam, you know, I always say paths cross for a reason. You know, I am blessed that I moved here to Texas and met everybody that I've just fell in just by coincidence, just fell in line with them. So, you know, not being spiritual, not being, you know, godly, but there's faith in there that shows that this mission, this project through us can grow bigger and stronger and really smash the stigma, like those shirts say, and really save and heal people throughout our veteran and our first responder communities. And I think through everybody's efforts, we will continue to save lives.
Absolutely. Brian, you know, we got to take our last quick break. And when we come back, we're going to kind of go round robin. Please let everybody know, you know, where they can participate and when and the times and all that social media fun stuff. We'll be right back.
Interested in starting a podcast or TV show? Worried about what you'll say and how to keep it engaging? Think you'd like to be a guest on podcast, radio, or TV shows? Hi, I'm Susan Hamilton, owner and founder of OBBM Network, and I would like to invite you to an OBBM media training to get the tools you need for a relaxed and polished performance you'll be proud to share. Our specialized training techniques include role play, voice training, and everything you need to deliver a confident, clear, and engaging interaction. Go to offbeatbusiness.com. Go to the calendar and register for a training that's convenient for you. Dates available now, 214-714-0495.
Hey, welcome back to a Badge of Honor podcast with John and Sam. We are powered by the OBBM Network. We have a great group of people here, like-minded, love for our veterans and our first responders throughout the globe, really providing a mission and healing and spiritual path for those who serve us each and every day to make our lives more meaningful, safer, and more productive. So, Sam, you want to take it from here and we'll do the round robin?
Yeah, let's start, you know, in the great state of Texas. Brian, 12, can you tell people how they can get involved and where?
We walked the Heroes Memorial Bridge. It's Highway 66 between Rowlett and Rockwall, over beautiful Lake Ray Hubbard, the third Sunday of every month at 3 p.m. We recently started that. Seems to be working out pretty well. Last time out, we had a really good turnout. You can find it there, or you can find information about that, not only on our Facebook page, our www.walkthebridge.org. And I believe there's links to everyone involved. And if I might, before I let the next one go, I just want to say, when I look back and I see Sam there, I see you, Sideshow, I see Mitch and Karen, who I'm very fond of. I see my brother, Speck, who I'm really, really fond of, because he's kind of a big deal over there in the UK. What I see looking back at me is commitment, okay? This is not a popular subject when you go out to talk about it, but you see the lives of the folks that are being impacted, change as they come out and engage on Walk the Bridge. You see the folks that, like in the UK, the first couple times that they did it, you have low turnout. Chicago had a couple of people, and yet they stick with it, and they get that momentum going, and lives are saved, lives are changed, and you begin to see how important this is. And that's why, because of people like each one of y'all, and the, and Valkyrie, who's not with us today, from Chicago, and other folks. And then you get involved in it personally. You have someone that you know that is impacted by a mental health wellness issue, and you go through that with them. It's exhausting. It takes commitment, though. And everybody here that I'm looking at right now, and those that are not with us today, are committed. And that's why hashtag Walk the Bridge is growing, is going to continue to grow, and it's making a difference.
Thank you, 12, so much for that. Amen. Grant, Spectre, details.
Across the pond.
Well, just a couple of things. So as is obviously the third Sunday of every month, we meet at 10:30 at it's a services, a big service station. You guys would call it a Bucky's or something like that. But it's a service station off of our main motorway where there's free parking, and we meet there. You'll see all of the bikes there. We meet there at 10:30, and we walk the bridge at 11 o'clock. And just on your point there, 12, it is hard, and it is difficult, and it is a conversation that a lot of organizations don't want to have. And when we do go to the services. A lot of them do stonewall us, and they don't accept what we're doing because they, oh, there's no need. There's no need. We've got it sorted. You don't have it sorted because we've been there. And thankfully, I've got brothers like Stitch that are very persistent that I keep sending back. And you know, he's done absolutely amazing. And we've got plans for very shortly. There will be Stitch walked the bridge in Poland. I've done 22 bridges in Hungary. And we will be expanding throughout Europe. I know that Romania is coming on board imminently. Belgium is coming on board imminently. Nice. I'm in talks with people over there, and through my position as the Director of European Affairs in the Emergency Services Alliance, it is something that I'm bringing up with the chairman of the board to take on as an alliance mission throughout Europe.
That's wow. Amazing. We've got about a minute left, so we got to move on to Montana. But thank you, Grant, thank for that. Grant. That is phenomenal. Wow.
That's amazing.
That's better news than a t-shirt.
You can find us on the 22nd of every month at 6 p.m. We were up at Swords Park, which is on top of the rims, which people, anybody in Montana or in Billings knows what that is. But again, we are still on the 22nd of each month. But again, 6 p.m. Swords Park.
Thank you so much. Well, guys, I have the website up, walkthebridge.org. It's continually updated. So the information that you guys pass on to our webmaster, Steve, will all be put up there. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Incredible hashtag walkthebridge movement, and we'll be talking soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Sam, well, I got to tell you.
That was phenomenal. I'm just going to leave the website up so everybody can have that front of mind. Hey, if you want to support, because we can't do the show without all of you, I want to say thank you to our guests for joining me for the birthday show. This is Sam's birthday show. Very heartwarming. The Walk the Bridge, hashtag Walk the Bridge, Sam's work, birthday show. There's still a Facebook birthday fundraiser. I can't turn it off. I'm still trying to figure that out. If you go on, you'll see it's for a badge of honor. So everything pours into a first responder, helps them get the help that they need by giving them the awareness, by sitting in front of us for and our partners for 8 hours. So you can check that out on Facebook. Remember, March 1st, which is 2 days from now, this Wednesday, we'll give you all the details. Actually, John, you and 12 will be doing that on 99% Radio Network about purchasing the Walk the Bridge shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve hoodies, et cetera. Do that. We want to thank OBVM Network and right here, Carry the Load, for naming us a nonprofit partner. The summit's coming up on Friday. I will be there with John Edmondson. We'll be bringing back some really important information about how you can get involved in another nationwide movement that is bringing healing to our veterans, our active duty, our first responders, our law enforcement, everybody. And with that said, you know, thank you, as we do every week. Thank you, first responders out there, for keeping us safe here in the home front. You are who we call on our worst days. We would not be here without you. So we got to support each other. We got to support our first responders everywhere, to our active duty personnel out there fighting the good fight. Thank you so much to our veterans who have just given us the freedom to do this show and talk about the crazy tough things that we do each week. Thank you for that. John, take us home.
I just want to thank, once again, I want to thank Grunt Style T-shirts for becoming a partner with us in this fight. Thank you, Grunt Style, for doing this. Sam, once again, happy birthday. It's been a great ride so far, and it's only going to get better. And, you know, we have a seminar coming up in March through the Rowlett Fire Department. You can check out our webpage, www.abadgeofhonor.com. We'll give you the links on how to register for that firefighter family workshop. And until then, if you can, please be kind. Sam, happy birthday. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. See you next week, everybody. Take care.
All right.
A Badge of Honor podcast is produced for the OBBM Network podcast and protected under copyright law. For content permissions, please submit your request to abadgeofhonor.com on the content page. For OBBM Network programming information, please call 214-714-0495 today.